fiction movie. We've got our own species who've set up a predatory psyche, a predatory hierarchy, where we are the prey. By some twist of fate, we the Eloi are the prey, they the Morlocks, the rulers. And I don't like it. And I don't want to give the planet and our whole future over to these people. Things are going to get real crazy real quick. They're not getting ready to go operational with martial law because they're playing games. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Mass. Thanks for holding, Mike. We got to you, though. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for going into overdrive, Alex. I miss the days when you guys used to do about an hour every day. But I had a question real quick. You spoke earlier about, I can't remember his name, some guy who went to a conference talking about how we should kill all of us or most of us. Well, who was that, and where can I get information on that?
There's a whole bunch of them. I mean, who are you talking about? Peter Singer, Dr. Eric Pianka? You're talking about John P. Holdren? You're talking about Ted Turner? You're talking about Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Maury Strong, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment, State Department Memorandum 200? I mean, they basically, all of them say it. If you see the director of a major federal health department, go look up their name in population reduction or their name in eugenics. You're not in the ruling elite unless you swear that you want to kill everybody.
Yeah, I guess that's the in vogue, the thing to do these days.
Yeah, since 1850. Sure has been, yep. No, I'm serious. That took over the British Empire. That's what the whole thing's about.
No, I'm well aware. I've been following Aaron Dykes's assessment of the eugenics movement, and it's very enlightening. The other question, I can't seem to find any information on this. Maybe you remember, maybe a year or two ago during the swine flu thing, Massachusetts tried to pass some legislation for forced inoculations. They could
just type in Massachusetts forced inoculations. They were going to force nurses, and then under the health emergency, what's the name of that thing I had trouble with the other day, because it's from 2002, they were trying to implement that piecemeal, the Health States Emergency Powers Act, or the Model Health States Emergency Powers Act, there you go, and under that, they're already hitting, like any criminal, any pedophile, any drug dealer, they're already hitting our kids, they already shoot them up from Alabama to California, they already light them up and shoot them up. We got big breaking news on that with Mike Adams on Thursday. Knowingly killing us with the vaccines. Just again, there's no end to their murderousness. But yeah, that was in the Boston Globe. I bet I can find it right now. Keep talking.
Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out whether or not it had passed because I know it went up for the vote. But specifically, I know that it mentioned how if the governor declares a state of emergency, they can evacuate homes, snatch children, they can...
I mean, I just typed it in. Massachusetts mandatory vaccine bill leads the way to... And it goes on. And it was Mike Adams wrote about it, but then it has links to the local news. Yeah. Arrest for refusal to be decontaminated. Forced quarantine for those who refuse illegal imprisonment without charge. Forced vaccinations, $1,000 a day fines, involuntary transportation, government price controls, violation of the 14th Amendment, violation of the 4th Amendment. Yeah, there it is. Isolation camps. And then he's got links to mass.gov. There at the bottom, it's got the mass.gov/legus, MEMEUHHTM. Yep, there it is. Larry Loving. I'll just copy that and put it in the computer right now and show people. What's on your mind today? Anything else, Loving?
I have an idea, actually, for your show, if you were curious.
Yeah, go ahead. I was telling Punch out my screen. Go ahead. There it is.
Yeah, as like a flanker to the nightly news, maybe if you had somebody like Fritz Springmeier with like more information-dense books to do like a seminar series, like 1 hour a week or something.
I agree. We want to do it all. We want a seminar series, the gun show. We just got to get the people and the infrastructure in place. All right. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of August 2012, you have found it the tip of the spear in the info war worldwide to awaken the people of the planet to the scientific tyranny known as the New World Order. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours, and what I want to do is open the phones up in this hour ahead of William Gregg, who writes for the New American Magazine and LouRockwell.com. He is going to be joining us to talk about the drone culture, the submarine drones, the aircraft drones, the ground combat robots, and where all of this is leading. And I want to break down basically how we're allowing ourselves. Humans, you know, want to unionize in things so other humans can't drive down their wages. What about machines? And pre-programmed machines, and out of the gates, the takeover by machines, because always the cutting edge of technology is weapons, is going to be unmanned and autonomous robots. Big discussion. We'll also get his take on the shooting. He's broken down the fact that not just the general public, but police have been caught on video beating the living daylights out of Sikhs, I guess thinking they're the Al-Qaeda archetype when it's the opposite group, basically. There was one case where a Sikh was beat up in his own front yard by a police officer on video, and for putting his hands over his face as he was being stomped and hit, hit with a baton, he was found that he was resisting arrest. And the courts have ruled that if you cover your teeth as they're being kicked in, you're going to go to prison. And this is all just the icing on the cake for a society on the verge of total collapse. We obviously have a lot of news on the situation that took place Sunday there in Wisconsin. The evidence points towards Operation Gladio, or a NATO option as it was also known, being incrementally implemented here in the United States. We're going to be breaking all of that down as well today. And I also want to spend some time on all of the pecking that's going on by government to make sure it's milk cows, it's slaves, it's blood bags, the things the mosquito class, the parasite class feeds off of. They're very upset right now because, well, people are selling tomatoes on street corners and lemons and things like that. And I also saw reports over the weekend all over the United States and Canada. They're saying no gardens, even in rural areas. They're evil. They're not allowed. Slaves aren't allowed to grow plants. I mean, you don't allow prisoners to grow gardens. You don't allow families to have farms. You don't allow the owners of fast food chains to have political views. You don't do that in America. This is land of the tortured, home of the slave. This is land of the GMO. This is land of the sterile, land of the cancer. Land of the organ failure, land of the cursed, land of the dead. You see, the New World Order wants to persecute those who have committed crimes against evil. Crimes against evil. That's not a joke. They want to persecute and prosecute and destroy anyone who's wholesome and good, because in their evil takeover, it's anathema. It's like crosses or holy water or garlic to a vampire. As long as we are a strong, upright, focused, conscious population, they can't cross the threshold. But if they can spiritually and culturally shell us on giving in to evil, then the sky is the limit. Once we think evil's cute, once we think corruption is cute, once we buy into things like that, the shields are down and we are wide open. Here is the toll-free number to join us on any of the issues that Mike Adams did a great job covering yesterday, along with myself calling in and the crew here. We would love to hear from you today on geopolitical developments, on all of it. I will, after I give the number out, start breaking down the situation as best I can in Wisconsin. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will go to your phone calls here coming up at the start of the next segment. But let me now just start with the basics. You have an election year, and you have Obama behind in the polls. You have Obama run and financed basically by banker and Chicago mafia. You have Obama and his surrogates in three different fundraising letters and in an article in the Financial Times of London. Paul Watson links to this in his Sikh Temple Shooter was in Army Psychological Operations. Batman shooter James Holmes was also connected to military psychiatrist. Yeah, top psychiatrist. In that report, we link to the articles, to the videos. It's actually more than four. Three different fundraisers, one article, and then another statement, two statements on Hardball with Chris Matthews by Democratic top advisors. So that's four, five, six. Six incidences in the last 2 years of them saying a mass shooting would really help Obama. This is Hardball, Slimeball, because it would let him reconnect with the public. And then you have the fundraisers saying, don't worry if he gets behind in the polls before the election, because our projections show he will. There'll be a mass shooting or a bombing, and it'll be blamed on domestic groups. I mean, we've read these articles. We've played these clips here ad nauseum. If you're a new listener, go read the article, follow the links to it. And then this stuff starts happening right on time while they've got five bills introduced to ban all semi-autos, the possession of them, not just the sale or manufacture, to ban clips with more than 10 rounds, to ban online ammo sales, to register you when you buy guns. The list goes on and on, to allow the government to just restrict you owning guns, no judge, no jury, not like felons with the 68 Gun Control Act. It's a nightmare. We've never seen such draconian bills. And the media's gotten slick. They've learned just to not promote the bills. Used to, they'd introduce them and promote them and say, we need to pass them. They've gotten more sophisticated. They have now come out and aren't discussing it. Or they say, we don't want your guns. We don't want your guns. You've won the debate. We agree there's a Second Amendment. It means a powder, black powder, flintlock muzzle loader. How does that sound? That's what they've done. So they're playing a psychological warfare operation. And then magically, right on time, this happens. Now, if you go over Holmes, or you go over this new individual, if you look at it, it fits exactly what we'd predicted. It's not hard to do. And there's so many data points backing up the fact that this is the beginning of an Operation Gladio or NATO option here in the United States. Because we know it's been used in Europe to take the guns, in England, in Australia, and in New Zealand. This has been done over and over again, and we've followed all these past cases, and we know the playbook that private globalist mercenary organizations carry out. And we also know the playbook. We also know the playbook that has been used by governments. And we even have things like Operation Northwoods that describes how to shoot U.S. citizens and then how to blame patsies. And that's a Pentagon green-lighted plan all the way up to the president. And then we have Gladio and the NATO option, both the same thing. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. Some estimates, well, confirmed it's over 200, but overall 500 are suspected to have been NATO carried out terror attacks and mass shootings in Europe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s to blame political enemies of the globalist. So I'll go to your calls at the bottom of the hour. I need to come back and cover this. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to get a drink of water here, and we're going to try to go over all of this. Thank you. Got my water. I forgot to get one. Thank you. But I don't just come on air and say, oh, this is an inside job. I've learned all the signs. And these are sloppy operations. These don't count on these things being carried out with precision, like fantasy Mission Impossible or something. These things all count on control of the media. Control of the media and control of the first story to come out from the beginning. It doesn't matter what really happened as long as you can put out the first narrative and keep that, quote, trust with the public. And the public doesn't trust the system anymore, but they still are naive about just how evil these globalists are. So I'm going to try to break this down just very, very simply on the other side, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Eli, Michael, Stephen, Julio, Otter, and others that are patiently holding. And when we do go to your calls, we'll try to move through those as quickly as possible. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head.
So if you're a new listener and you tune in yesterday and you hear Mike Adams on the show, the Health Ranger, you hear Alex Jones calling in to his own radio broadcast saying it's an inside job, a false flag, a staged event, you probably don't know it's in U.S. Army manuals that were leaked by WikiLeaks, and the Army admitted that indeed they do teach people in special operations and select groups how to stage false flags. You probably didn't know there's countless declassified instances of our military going around the world and shooting up schools, school buses, you name it, to blame it on their political enemies. Because that's how you win wars. If you're just given over to Machiavellian worldview of end justifies the means. A new listener probably doesn't know that Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag to take over or launched attacks on his own military bases in 1939 at Gleiwitz as part of Operation Himmler, false flag attacks all over their border to blame Poland. But see, I live the real world, so I know what these things look like. And then you've got our own government doing this countless times. You've got Obama's top advisors saying terror attacks are coming. And the right wing is going to be blamed. They mean the real right wing, the anti-New World Order crowd. And then you have the Batman shooting and the instant hype and the military top psychiatrist and the guy himself is in a mind control grant looking at areas of neural manipulation at the highest levels of a DARPA contract. Everything we expected. I said, watch there be military psychiatrists. It's always the same. This guy now was in Army PSYOPs for 6 years. Clearly sheep dipped. That's exactly who they take out of the military. They're not really out. Put in deep cover inside white supremacist groups, just like Tim McVeigh at Elohim City, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Jesse Trinidad's brother was tortured and killed because they thought he had knowledge of it. The lawyer sued, kept suing, kept getting FOIA requests blacked out, but they blacked out one part of the document once. He sued through another court, got the same document with another part blacked out, put the two together, and it was the Southern Poverty Law Center running the entire operation. And guess who's all over this as usual? Turns out the FBI was surveilling this group. Oh, I bet they were. And by the way, it's a group. And did a cop shoot the patsy and stop him? Or was this all a setup? Or was somebody else a planned patsy? It's got all the markers. I could go on for 10 hours is the problem. She got the White House saying, don't worry, there's going to be events that we're going to blame on people. Now, they don't say they're going to do it. They say there will be mass shootings and bombings, and it will help the president connect with the public. They even say it on Hardball. That's how dumb they think you are. They say this in front of you because they know they control the dominant media. It's still somewhat dominant, but not for long. And so they can push the narrative out. They can push the narrative. So I'm sitting here watching them get ready for it. Okay, the bills are being introduced. Here comes the UN treaty. It's going to start right now. I had guests on a month before this happened saying, I had the makers of a noble lie on saying, get ready. We all agreed. Mass shootings at churches, malls, movie theaters, sports stadiums, everywhere they're going to put the TSA. And boom, it happened right as the TSA was already rolling out nationwide. I mean, they're rolling out a week. On January 1st, they were rolling out in over 100 airports. So they staged the underwear bombing, put the gun on the plane. That all came out in the news. And said, we've decided to put these in because of the underwear bombing when they'd ordered the manufacturer 14, 15 months before, and they were going to be delivered the next week, so the bombing happens. It's like U.S. troops masked 44,000 of them with 18,000 British troops in and around Afghanistan in the month before 9/11, and Bush signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan in 7 days on September 10th. You watch it, it'd be like the Poles watching the German military line up. The Poles said, international community, stop them from attacking us. They're lining up to attack. Boom, the Germans attack their own military base and then invade Poland. I watch them build up, put out the memos, get ready, introduce the bills, stage it, and then it's always Army PSYOP and Army psychiatrist and Air Force psychiatrist and witnesses see four shooters. The head of the Sikh group said there were men casing the joint the day before. Police driving off. Of course! They probably ran a drill. They got undercover drills and called the cop and shot the cop, and then they probably shot the patsy in the back of the head. If I had to guess, that's how they operate. You ever seen Mark Wahlberg's movie, The Shooter? You better go rent that or watch it on Netflix today, because that's exactly what they do. Okay? Exactly what they do. This guy was probably infiltrating.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. On this live Tuesday worldwide transmission, I am your host, Alex Jones. The criminal bankers that hijacked our country in 1913 have pretty much taken over most of the state governments and now the bureaucracy. They had a beachhead in 1913 with the private Federal Reserve and the income tax they set up. And how do they launch wars? Well, they, back then, because the media moved so slow in 1898, they just published in Hearst newspapers all over the country that the Spanish troops in Cuba had attacked U.S. troops and were killing women and children and had blown up the USS Maine. And, of course, none of that was true. It was all made up. But it was unpatriotic to say that. Besides, Hearst Publishing wouldn't engage in a lie that big. You see, once a big lie is pushed out there, when people buy into it, then they don't want to admit they've been conned. And so many bigwigs will go down that once the power structure, who isn't even really involved in the crime, goes along with the story, they now become complicit. And so now you can get them involved in anything you want after that point. That's how you corrupt someone or how you corrupt a society. And so cold-bloodedly, we have a government. And then I'm going to go to your calls. who has been caught, this current administration, shipping tens of thousands of guns and even hand grenades, rocket launchers, you name it, to Mexico to destabilize the country and to blame the Second Amendment. And all the memos came out that that was their plan. And Congress is so blackmailed, they're acting like they're going after them, but really aren't. And so the very same crew that ran Fast and Furious, the very same names, are now in command and ran Fast and Furious. The very same names were involved in Oklahoma City. And by the way, I didn't just start saying this under Fast and Furious. I made a film 10 years ago called Road to Tyranny, naming names and showing documents of who did Oklahoma City, risking my life. I've interviewed the police officers. I've interviewed the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. I've interviewed the workers in the building who saw the government agents and named them later, planting the bombs that they thought were yellow sticks of butter or gray sticks of butter, and they wondered why telephone repairmen would be doing that and stringing wires. So if you've got a group that did that and picked the building because it had a daycare center in it, and gee, they write public memos saying a terror attack to be blamed on their enemies is how they're going to get reelected. And Bill Clinton said on Air Force One to entire media in 96 that he owed his reelection to the Oklahoma City bombing. They don't even veil this stuff. This is how they get unpopular things through. This is how they get control of population. And they've been quietly getting ready to shift over from saying that it's foreign Muslims that are the terrorists, and that's why we've got to give our rights up, shifting now over to domestic groups. And who do they say are the terrorists? Gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, returning veterans, retired police officers. Homeland Security, that is this banker occupation takeover, is saying all the veterans are bad because they have profiled them and know that down the road when stuff gets really bad and they try to implement the re-education camps and the gun confiscation, that it's going to be veterans that are going to be the group that resist. Americans who have used force before, who don't mind dying, and who are sick and tired of it. They've profiled. They know you know it's not that big of a deal to kill somebody. They know it's not taboo for you anymore. They're soldiers themselves, a lot of the globalists. They just like to kill people. You don't like to kill people. You're just willing to do it to protect your family. They hate you. They know you're willing to fight them. So they're massing drones and robots and automated weapon systems and high tech against you while recruiting a slovenly group of TSA to be their pot-bellied commanders, just like Hitler did with the brown shirts, on the ground to bully the military and others into submission. Then when they finally take it over the military and police, they're going to let you kill the brown shirts. This has all been figured out. This has all been done over and over again. They'll use the brown shirts to take over, to get rid of the old guard. Then they'll let the new military guard, who's disgusted by the pot-bellied rulers, you'll be able to take them out. See, it's all been figured out, and I don't want to get off into too sophisticated of areas. The point is, tyrants follow very specific playbooks, and the timing, the army psyop, the witnesses saying they were being cased, multiple witnesses saying four shooters, all of this fits together. Just like Oklahoma City, you've got a high-level army officer at a high level of national security, which means banker security, infiltrating a white supremacist nest over the last decade. Most of the members are FBI agents or informants, trying to target weak minds that they can provocateur into an attack. And if you can't do that, you go and say you're going to have a sting at a temple. You wind somebody up to finally go in and shoot a bunch of people. Or you have special ops, generally from a foreign country, or mercenaries do it, and you kill the patsy on the spot who typecast into the area you want. And I don't know which one it is, but within the quadrants, it's right there. It's exactly what I would expect. It's exactly what I predicted. Over and over again, you've heard me here. So I said I'd go to your phone calls. We'll go to them now. I'm sure it'll be all over the map, but that's okay. India is seeking more security, the Hindu is reporting, for their religious places in the U.S. The idea that police are going to protect you or can protect you. The answer is you should have armed security. You should pick deacons who are trusted members of your congregation, whether you're a synagogue, a mosque, a church, a Sikh church there with their Sunday school, more akin to Christianity than, Hinduism or Buddhism. And I said Sunday, I said it could be a lone nut who, you know, sees guys with bright turbans and thinks it's Bin Laden and is sick of looking at it and gets mad at his wife and is destitute and wants to commit suicide by cop. So he goes over and shoots some people at a Sikh temple. That was a possibility Sunday, and we said that could be what it was, but my gut, because of the timing and the reports of four shooters, didn't say that. Then the PSYOP officer stuff came out, and the police recordings and all the rest of it, and the timing and the hyping of it. I mean, here's my final point, and I'm going to your calls. You better look up Operation Gladio. Much of it's been declassified. Mass shootings and bombings of movie theaters, school buses, train stations, you name it. All over Europe. It's all come out in Italian government. Their own president went public. Operation Gladio was staged to blame the Second Amendment. Period. Operation Gladio was staged to blame their Second Amendment style systems of liberty and freedom over there and was used to disarm them. And it was used to go after any political party they didn't like, whether it be right-wing or left-wing, that was anti-globalist and wasn't playing ball. We sell a book called Gladio, NATO's Dagger at the Heart of Europe. That's how you nudge people into doing what you want. And you better look into it, you better find out, because Operation Gladio Part 2 is being implemented inside the United States. It started at the end of World War II. NATO put in countries they thought were going to be overrun by the Soviets. The bankers knew they were. They were funding the Soviets as a clash of civilizations. To be able to be sleeper cells to engage in sabotage. They were really used to stage terror attacks to blame their enemies. Because frame-ups are the number one way to be able to go after your enemies. I mean, it's very simple. No amount of regular propaganda can be as effective as staging a shooting or bombing and blaming your enemy. You drug up the patsy or you kill them on the spot. These are all the telltale signs. All right, I'm done ranting. We'll go to your calls till 8 after, and we have a guest joining us. Eli in Virginia, thanks for holding. You're on the air on this Tuesday transmission. Go ahead.
Sir, it's an honor and a privilege to talk to you. I just wanted to say I agree with you 100%. I mean, this is clearly an inside job. I'm actually a former police officer. I'm 24. I worked for the Commonwealth of Virginia as a police officer, and I've been in the meetings where they say domestic terrorists are people who quote the Bible or question an officer's authority under the Constitution or vote for Ron Paul. I've been in those briefings, and I got out of the career and trying to make it on my own now, support my family, but I'm with you 100%, Alex. I mean, this is so clearly what's going on. What frustrates me so much is you see people responding exactly the way the government wants. They say, I've been reading on the comments, on the news articles about the shooting, they say, oh, yeah, we spent billions overseas trying to stop terrorism, but what about domestic terrorism? We need to give gun control a good look. We need to stop these domestic terrorists. Well, I can tell you what the cops think domestic terrorism is. They think it's white supremacists, Nazi groups, Christians, and Ron Paul voters. That's what the police officers think. And
well, that's what they're certainly trying to teach them. It's actually backfired as a lot of police have looked into who they're being told the terrorists are. But look, the foreign banks have openly announced they've conquered the U.S., and now they want to go after the opposition that understands what's happening. But were the other police officers where you were in Virginia, were they buying this? Because, I mean, I don't just have to believe you. I have the training manuals. If you're a new listener out there, folks, we have the training videos where they say the founding fathers are bad, freedom is bad, conservatives are bad, returning veterans are the terrorists. And And so Homeland Security keeps saying this is about to happen. The new enemy is the American people. This is how they flip the script on us. I mean, how many of the police officers that you were around bought into this brainwashing?
Actually, quite a lot. I mean, it's what's being pushed, you know, Homeland Security. I mean, when you got FEMA and your fusion centers telling you this stuff, and it's, you know, intel and law enforcement sensitive only, you know, they kind of feel like they're in a club, you know, it's like a secret group. And we
exactly. It's like little, it's like 7-year-olds being invited up by the 10-year-olds into the clubhouse just so they can have you, you know, do stupid stuff. That's all this is, and none of it's real intel. It's all this regurgitated Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL. ADL is basically Mossad, propaganda that is fed to the police. It is so pathetic.
And it just keeps all the populace just living their normalcy bias and Stockholm syndrome, just happy to have the government caring for them. But just one more thing, Alex, and I'll get off. I know you're a busy man. I know you said that you need somebody in Virginia as a reporter. I'm right outside of D.C., and I know you probably get everybody telling you this, but it would be an honor and a privilege to work for you. I've got a paralegal certification. I quit my job in a heartbeat to work for you. It would be a great honor. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, send your info in. Here's my problem. A, it's getting money to hire people. B, it's then managing them. I've got a great crew. The problem is I have to tell people and train them. And it's all a time issue. I almost don't want to do my show for like a month and just try to get everything set up the way I want it set up around here, because it's the frustration of always having to do 10 things. But we are in the arena, so that's what it's all about. But God bless you. I appreciate your call. Send us your information. We're trying to hire a bunch of reporters / video editors in-house, and then we do want to get next phase correspondents out there. I mean, I would just suggest you start doing your own YouTube channel, sir. Start doing your own reports. And then that's how you'd end up getting hired somewhere. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Oklahoma. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Michael, hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I got something so important to tell you about Prozac, James Holmes, and mind control. And this may go back all the way to the MKUltra experiments. I have 4 friends the other day who experimented with LSD. And they all, after about the 6-hour mark, started coming down off it, except one girl. She kept getting higher and higher and higher. And the one difference between her and all the other people is she has a prescription for Prozac, and she takes Prozac on a regular basis. And she got so high, she lost her mind, and she started attacking people. She started trying to bite our friends. She tore the house apart. I mean, she got so crazy violent.
Yeah, no. I mean, sir, that's what they did in mind control, is they do electroshock to totally confuse you. Then they give you LSD, PCP, and other drugs at the same time, horse tranquilizers, so that all that's operating is your lower animal centers of your brain. And, of course, everybody you see doing these zombie attacks is on 4 or 5 drugs mixed together. And, yes, sir, the Mumbai attacks, the CIA in India, this even came out in the news. At the time, I said they were clearly from the video on drugs, totally wild-eyed. They were on injectable LSD and PCP and, quote, other drugs that were synthetic, and the Indians couldn't figure out what they were. They said they were some new designer drug. They landed those guys. They'd probably been drugged up for 6 months in hospital beds, you know, with video games pumping in shooter scenarios. That's one way they do mind control. And then they just turn them loose. The boats land, you release them, and it's your party time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and you won't believe this. And, well, she got so crazy that, you know, she was biting and going. He was so afraid that his lady was going to, like, hurt herself. He called 911. And anybody tripping on LSD does not want to call the police. Well, of course, they show up. They, you know, they arrest everybody. And, you know, she has to stay the night in the hospital. And it wasn't until the next day before she finally came down. She had no recollection whatsoever of that happening at all.
Sir, if you take Xanax with alcohol, it can do that. The guy a few months ago that shot a cop for no reason in Walmart, his roommate said he would take, you know, huge dosages of Xanax and drink. I've talked to friends who, you know, been in a car wreck, so they give them some Xanax for depression, and they drink 2 beers and don't know who they are and wake up 8 hours later in another town drooling in a parking lot. I mean, look, they've got all these wild drugs that are giving us. You're going to see this happen. But imagine what government can do with those drugs and mind control. You add electroshock to it, and then they put these audio sensors on them and just pump audio and visual in. You show somebody over 6 months over, you know, 20 or 30 week-long drug trips, you put somebody on that stuff that long, you can totally erase who they are. And then put a gun in their hand, the rest is history.
That just so reminded me, as soon as I was listening to your weekly nightly news show just the other night, and when you were talking about Prozac, and James Holmes was prescribed Prozac, and now he has no memory of the accident whatsoever, that just so totally reminded me of that, because all of them had a great time and was totally fine, but she was the only one that kept getting higher and higher, and then she went crazy.
Well, yeah, she had a chemical imbalance. Look, here's the deal. LSD gives you a chemical imbalance. But you add things in there, like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, her brain just kept absorbing and absorbing and absorbing the LSD until she probably, you know, took the equivalent of 20 tabs of it or more. And that's when people jump off buildings. That's when people eat their baby. Prozac is a hallucinogen. Read the insert. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end.
My friends, if you would like to support the broadcast, you can always spread the word about the show, whether you're listening on a local AM and FM station or XM 166, or you can always listen to the free podcast after the show, where and when you want, or get the free iPhone or Droid apps that are all linked on the listen page of InfoWars.com. You can also listen to the live audio streams that are there or watch the video streams that are at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, we produce a 7 days a week, videos that are posted at prisonplanet.tv, 5 days a week, the nightly news, 6 days a week, the radio show, all at prisonplanet.tv, 15-day free trial at prisonplanet.tv, and your membership there makes this broadcast and what we're doing here every day possible. We're in a lot of trouble. The globalists are willing to do anything. They are so brazen, even though they've been caught over and over again. I mean, they got caught doing Fast and Furious because it was so big and had so many people involved, but still the media's only covered a few areas of it. It wasn't just shipping guns, folks. It was a lot more than that. Drugs back into the U.S., weapons to drug gangs around the U.S. The people at the top of law enforcement in this country are narcotics traffickers. Big Pharma that runs this country to a great extent, they were all the companies that brought in opium and cocaine before they developed synthetic drugs. They made drugs illegal in the last 90 years because they were losing their monopoly of bringing it in legally. So they just made it illegal so that they could bring it in and make even more money in the black market. That's what's really going on here. This is a criminal takeover. That's what the New World Order is. And make no mistake, I'm not proud of this. I'm not saying, oh, you should praise me for it. I'm risking my life, though, to bring you this information. Because I understand there's no future if we don't beat these people. Let's go to Steve in Florida, then Mike, Ron, and others. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. A few weeks ago, you were interviewing David Icke, and as you were interviewing him, I was just doing some brainstorming and thinking about the globalists and how they operate. And see, the average American is basically clueless that these people are masters of deception and manipulation. They study humanity so they can get them to do what they want without them even knowing it and go along with what they want until it's too late, and then they spring the trap on them. And so I just had some thoughts I wanted to share, some insight into their psyche. These people believe they are superior to everyone in several ways. First of all, intellectually, they engage in psychological manipulation through the corporate media, false information.
They are disgusted having to look at their fellow humans and want us dead, and in all their writings, that's what they say, yes.
Yeah. Fake images and deceptive messages. They believe they're superior emotionally. They engage in emotional agitation through fear tactics, intimidation, playing on people's passions, lust, and sentiment. And physically, they believe they're superior. They engage in psychological or physiological deterioration through the toxins they put in the food, water, air, etc. And they add to the stress of an already high-pressured society. They believe they are superior economically, so they engage in financial degradation through theft, currency devaluation, credit, inflation, and taxation. Politically, they engage in tyrannical subjugations through unwarranted military force, unnecessary police brutality, unjust imprisonment, unconstitutional laws and proceedings, and unsuitable corrupt leadership. And then finally, they believe they are superior spiritually, so they engage in ecclesiastical domination through their false doctrine and teachings, their occult practices, their counterfeit churches. And
listen, I agree with you, but I got to go. Great points. You should shoot a YouTube video with that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.